News Talk 790 KFYO. Good morning. It's 7:09. This is an interesting fact. Not only is there controversy around Gary Zing and LPNL, I don't think the controversy is quite over yet because, you know, he got walks away with 700 G. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Golden parachute. Why don't we give the guy a rocket and fly him to the moon?
He might could buy his own rocket, but.
All right. So anyway, I've been calling around this morning, you know, on my regular stops when I run the traps early in the morning, you know. And so I called BJ, this gal. She's a manager over at Easy Mart. Mm-hmm. And so I stop by there every morning on my way in. Krispy Kreme, stop number one. Stop number two, Easy Mart. And so anyway, I call her up and I say, look, because I'm thinking, you know, it's a celebration. You know, we're finally getting rid of this guy. I mean, he's a money pit. Okay? And I mean, we've finally taken the final leak, $700,000. So what we're going to do here is we're going to celebrate the departure of Zing. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to give away some Dolly Madison Zingers. Okay, so I'm calling around trying to, oh, we don't carry that. You know, that's a Hostess product and we don't, you know, Hostess sold. So, like, there seems to be more than one Zinger controversy. So anyway, here's the deal. I call this guy David. And where else are you going to, okay, if you're looking for something in the grocery store, which store would you be calling? Hmm? United, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would.
Yeah, I would.
So here's the deal. David, the manager on duty at United Supermarkets, you know, he's bucking up on this deal. So I say, yo, David. And he says, no, I don't think. And he says, wait a minute, let me look. Yes, they do. They do have Zingers at United Supermarkets. So here's the deal. If you want to divert right now and go get a breakfast burrito by the pound, really, I mean, I challenge you. Before I give you the Zinger tip, you can buy your burrito by the pound over there at Market Street. And this is at 50th and Indiana only where this is good. Not the burrito by the pound. That's at all of them, but the Zinger deal. You can go in there and get like a third of a scoop of egg, handful of cheese, five strips of bacon, roll it up. It's probably going to be about under $3. And let me tell you, it eats pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you go over there to United Market Street, 50th and Indiana right now, okay, and you go to the customer service desk. David's sitting there waiting for you. And if you say, I don't want to speak to David, the manager. And then you say, David, I want a Zinger. He's going to put the whoop on you. He's got a three-pack for you. Not one, not two, but three Zingers.
Zingers.
Now just think of the light in your loved one's eyes when you walk home and say, honey, I'm home.
Would you like a Zinger?
Or you could go to the office and say, it's a celebration. Now, here's the thing. I'm giving you one free, which gives you a reasonable cause, you know, to throw down a five spot and buy you about four more and make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
So go by United Market Street right now, 50th and Indiana. Go to the customer service desk. Ask for David and say, David, I want a Zinger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and celebrate. Because, you know, we're stopping the bleeding. Now, you know, we've... You know, we spent probably better than not in the last 2 months. We sat the guy in penalty box and timeout, and we paid him $40,000, mm-hmm. better than $20,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gents, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be visiting with. We have been joined auspiciously by the original mean woman, Ms. Ann. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we're gonna be cluing you in right now about the story about how the mean woman handle got started, and then we're gonna talk about after the break. We're gonna talk about Maker's Night at the Mean Woman Grill.
And it's not what you think.
No, not at all.
Well, it could be a combo. Yeah, it could be.
All right. Okay. So, Ms. Ann, how'd you get the handle Mean Woman?
There's probably lots of reasons behind that.
Well, and that's possible. But my
were you beating on your ex-husband? Or?
No. My ex-husband, as a matter of fact, is one of the partners at the Mean Woman Grill. We've been divorced 28 years. He's the greatest guy in the world. What was I thinking? But he's not a mean woman. And my roommate and business partner, Miss Hill, as I call her, but Michelle Denham, she says I'm the most misunderstood woman in the world because people think I'm so harsh, and really I'm such a gentle soul. True story. But I was working at Belly's at 50th and Q, which was an awesome, awesome blues house in Lubbock. It came at a very good time in Lubbock, Texas. I think you might have been there
once. Yeah, I've been there more than once.
Yeah, mm-hmm. a day. And we could fit like 75 people legally in there, and we would just pack people in there. And so it was a war zone for the waitresses. Well, I was young and strong and assertive, for lack of a better term. And I was just plowing through a crowd one night, and a guy stepped back and just dropped his head. It was just like a whipped dog. And I said, "Hey, don't let me intimidate you." And he said, "It's too late, Miss Ann." And I said, "Oh, my God, you're such a wuss." And I said, "I just should open my own place and call it the Mean Woman, huh?" And he said, "Well, if the shoe fits." And actually, he became a customer of ours when we opened the Mean Woman.
Nice.
I was like, "You gave us the name, bro." Uh-huh. Yeah, it works. My brother-in-law, who's been very, very successful in business, was telling me one day, "Now, Ann," this is my brother-in-law of 55 years now, "never attach a negative connotation to a business name. It's a very bad idea." Well, I can't tell you how many thousands of T-shirts we've sold that say Mean Woman on it. You know, people love it. You know, and everywhere, if you're in the grocery store, people are like, "Mean Woman, Mean Woman, Mean Woman." You know, so the name's worked for us. And people are always like, "Which one of y'all is the Mean Woman?" And we just point at each other and go on, you know.
It's her.
talk to her, exactly.
All right, that's Ms. Ann, the original Mean Woman. Now, Mean Woman Grill is on Marsha Sharp on the south side of the freeway between University and Q. They got a deal coming up tonight. It starts at 5:30. It's called Maker's Night. Not what you think, but we are going to visit about that coming up next. It is 7:22. Tom, Sandra, and Ms. Ann, the Mean Woman of the Mean Woman Grill, back at the program. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
All right. This is the reason why I've got Ms. Ann, the Mean Woman, on the show this morning. Because I had a gentleman named Jody Taylor, who I've known for, you know, been acquainted with for decades. I guess he was formerly of American State Bank or Prosperity or whatever it is. Anyway, had made a post and it hit my timeline about this event at the Mean Woman Grill. Now, it's on Marsha Sharp, on the south side of Marsha Sharp between University and Q, yes?
2103 Marsha Sharp, yep.
All right, now, this is called Maker's Night. Now, I know what you're thinking. You know, this is not about the bourbon. The reason why I put a message up there and I said, "Hey, ring me up," because this Maker's Night is?
Well, the brainchild of Jimmy Dunn, who's one of our partners. And this is a guy he's very worldly. He's traveled the world. He's intelligent. You know, he's always looking for interesting things. And started noticing beautiful instruments online, et cetera. Well, I mean, the Hub City is a music hub. I mean, and so he just put it out there to see, you know, who's got what out there. What are people creating out there? And he really, really got into the idea and passed it on to us, you know, saying, "Let's do this. Let's see what they've got out there." So it should be interesting to see, special and unique instruments, one of a kind, certainly. We'll see what's out there. I don't know. You know, it's.
So what did they do? Did people submit pictures? Did they just start sending in?
Let me say this. Okay. Don't go to the closet and grab the shoebox and a ball of twine. This is not the word. This is
or the jug.
Yeah. Grab the overall.
I'm thinking about hee haw right now.
We're going to Mean Woman. We're going to go reenact hee haw. No, what this is, okay, for instance, when I saw the original post, the photo that I saw with this, like, this very cool but very immaculate looking. Yeah. Violin. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, yes, it had the neck and it had the strings and it had the tuning pegs and it had the bridge on it and everything. And the little chin rest thing where, mm-hmm, you know, you hold it on, mm-hmm, with your chin. But the body of the violin,
mm-hmm, is not there.
Is not there. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's just like this
ornate curve.
Yeah, this skeletal frame on
beautiful.
The end. Yeah, it's a piece of art, but mm-hmm, it also makes good noise.
I can tell from the, you know, scale if it was a cello or if it was a violin, but whatever it is, it's beautiful.
They are. There's a lot of beautiful pictures Jimmy's put online. You know, a lot of this has to do with, we have so many friends in the art community, and that means art and music, visual and music. And we want to be a a venue, a home for we want to welcome people. You know, a lot of people would like to show in galleries, but they only have two pieces or whatever. We love for people to bring unique and interesting to us. And we have some unique and interesting things at the restaurant. Right now, four of our pieces are hanging over at the Buddy Holly. Joseph Garnett, a great painter, who came back to Lubbock a few, or West Texas a few years ago, and now his work is all the rage. I would recommend people go to the Buddy Holly and see this, by the way. And then we've got four works by Emmanuel Hernandez that are hanging at a gallery at 1106 Avenue J, right next to Emma's restaurant. I mean, and these are one of a kinds. There's, you know, we like the beautiful stuff, but we're just a hamburger joint. But you, Tom, could hang stuff, you know, in there. You could bring stuff. I can thumbtack my own stuff up. We're a house. We want people to bring their original works.
Obviously, they're pretty forgiving. Yeah, they're giving us that invitation.
Well, yeah. That's a given.
Well, you know, it's and we but rotate our inventory all the time. Well, that's fantastic. We're just a hamburger joint. But, you know, I perform, and we have live music, you know, at lunchtime and every night between 6:30 and 8:30. This is a perfect place, a perfect opportunity for people to just bring their stuff in. Now, this example at our old place, South Plains College, was just up the road from us. People of the likes of John Harton and Rusty Huddleston were playing at McDonald's on a Friday night. These guys are world-class musicians, you know. So we became the place
you
to play music
for
in Leveland. I mean, I was astounded. These guys are
fantastic.
So, and well, so that's our deal. We sell hamburgers. We sell a lot of hamburgers, actually. But, and like Junior Vasquez was playing the other day when he was setting up, he said, you know, Miss Ann, I want to thank y'all for not treating music as an afterthought. You actually put a stage in here. And it is. We sell burgers and we play music. That's the deal.
I think that's fantastic.
I think you're right. In fact,
it's unique. Yeah.
Have you had one of our burgers yet? Come eat. That's what I'm going to say. Just come eat. Okay.
I'll make an instrument and
they're
come eat.
Delicious. They're delicious. And the musicians we have over there, I mean, we're lucky because our gigs are earlier in the day.
Yeah.
You know, we have between 11:30 and 1:30 and 6:30 and 8:30. So
it's not so late.
No, musicians are available then. And it's, we have a BYOB policy. So, you know, people aren't going wild. You know, and I think tonight certainly somebody will bring some makers, huh?
Hey, today at high noon, it's going to be Tom Collins on stage. I am the human castanet. All right.
I would pay to see that.
Tonight at 5:30, it's Makers Night, the Mean Woman Grill on Marcia Sharp. Check it out. Going to be cool.
Thanks, y'all.